This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo today. Mr. Modi arrived in Tokyo this morning on a two-day official visit to Japan. The visit comes at the invitation of Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba. During the summit, the two leaders will review the entire spectrum of bilateral ties and discuss ways to take forward the next phase of the special strategic and global partnership, which has grown steadily over the past 11 years. More on this from our correspondent.
Upon his arrival at the hotel, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was warmly welcomed by the enthusiastic Indian diaspora, who greeted him with slogans and cheers. Kathak and classical music performances were held in his honor. Before attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend a business event. Executive Vice President of Japan External Trade Organization, Kazuo Nakaza, said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Japan visit is happening at the right time. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Several MOUs are expected to be signed, focusing on expanding cooperation in key areas such as defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interests and priorities and contribute to building fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security and sustainable development. He added that Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and he would endeavour to give new wings to collaboration, expand scope and ambition of India-Japan economic and investment ties, and advance cooperation in new and emerging technologies, including AI and semiconductors. In the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. India has announced the appointment of Dinesh K. Patnaik, currently serving as ambassador to Spain, as the next High Commissioner to Canada. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, Mr. Patnaik will assume his assignment shortly. Canada has also announced the appointment of veteran diplomat Christopher Cooter as its new High Commissioner in New Delhi. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand said the appointment reflects Canada's step-by-step approach to deepening diplomatic engagement and advancing bilateral cooperation with India. The death toll in Kyiv has risen to 23 following Russian strikes, with at least 48 people injured, Ukrainian officials said. The powerful explosions rocked the city, damaging buildings across seven districts, including the European Union mission and the British Council headquarters. Rescue teams continue searching for those trapped under rubble, with casualties expected to rise. Kyiv's Air Force reported that Russia launched 629 weapons overnight, nearly 600 drones and 31 missiles in one of the largest combined attacks since the war began. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack as a horrific and deliberate killing of civilians. Continuous heavy rainfall across several districts of Uttarakhand has severely disrupted normal life. In Mopta village of Dewal Tehsil, Chamoli district, two people are reported missing and two others injured after being caught in debris triggered by excessive rainfall. A cow shed was also damaged, with reports indicating that 15 to 20 animals may be trapped. Some families in the same area are also reported to be stranded. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a warning for continued heavy rainfall across various parts of the state in the coming days. Today is National Sports Day. The day commemorates the birth anniversary of one of the greatest field hockey players, Major Dhyan Chand. National Sports Day is celebrated annually on 29th of August to emphasize the importance of sports and physical activities and serves to honor Major Dhyan Chand's legacy in Indian hockey. On the occasion, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya paid a floral tribute to Major Dhyan Chand at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi earlier this morning. At the Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships, Ajay Babu Valuri clinched a gold medal as Indian lifters continued their good performance.